This is A Look at Legacy, the impact of Minnesota's Clean Water, Land, and Legacy Amendment.
We never have enough space.
In the back of her office, Carol Sarine opens up a few storage boxes and takes out a long piece of beautiful artwork made of stitched ribbons and fabric.
This is called a river weaving, and they learned a little bit about the Mississippi River, and then they looked at the colors. They went on a little nature walk.
This weaving and others like it were made by developmentally disabled adults in the Scrapmobile program, funded by a Legacy Amendment grant.
You know, it looks simple, but that is stitchery. And it's not simple for this particular group.
Carol runs a nonprofit called Art Start. It focuses on creating art projects made from reclaimed materials, like old CDs, tennis balls, egg cartons, oatmeal cans, and more. Their colorful St. Paul storefront sells all sorts of materials for local artists to use.
We do have several businesses that donate, and again, it's all low cost, everything you can think of.
She says the Scrapmobile program has helped Art Start grow quite a bit, and it's also been a very meaningful project.
It has really helped spur their love of art and unlock their creativity.
A Look at Legacy is a production of AMPRS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at ampers.org.